The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for girls high school basketball as West Holmes battles New Philadelphia in the dungeon. Here's Matt Croy with the call on the game.
And good evening. West Holmes comes in with a record of 2-2 on the season. They're 2-0 in the OCC, playing host to the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers with a record of 1-5 overall. They're 0-2 in the OCC, and they've lost 5 straight. Stay tuned. I'll have a conversation with West Holmes head basketball coach Lindsay Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Wyatt Miller from Millersburg Tire Service. While Grandpa's away recovering from knee surgery, he wanted me to let you know that if you need winter tires, now is the time to come in because we're not quite as busy yet. I know what you're thinking. Winter's not here yet, but this is Ohio, folks. The freezing rain and snow will be here before you know it. Beat the rush now so you will already have your all-season or winter tires on before it all happens. That's Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39, east of Millersburg. P.S. If you see Grandpa, please tell him that I did this. Owen didn't think that I would. Give us a call at 674-1085 for your winter tires today.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
Bullseye West Holmes Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsay Belden come off a 54-40 victory over Ashland your last game. Lindsay, one thing that stood out to me, 9 girls in the scoring column that last game. Good to see a lot of girls step up and chip in offensively in that last game.
Yeah, we know that, you know, we talked about multiple kids can score for us, and we have different leading scorers every night, which is good. You know, we're still looking for that kid, somebody to be consistent. But, you know, if everybody can throw in a bucket, and we made some ton of free throws on, what night was that, Saturday? And, you know, we had lots of different kids contributing.
Allie McMillan with 14 points, a season high for her. Now, we know she can score, but kind of getting and still getting in the basketball mood a little bit here. So good to see her kind of have a good scoring night as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we talked to her about at the beginning of the season of, you know, we need you to score a little bit more. You know, we know what you can bring defensively and distributing the basketball, but we need you to attack and score, because a lot of times when she doesn't score, it leads into turnover because, you know, she should have shot the ball and she passes it and tries to make that extra pass, and not always the best thing. So I think she's figuring out that if we want to be successful, she has to score.
Another big game on your home court, because it's a conference game, OCC against New Philadelphia. Now, a Quakers team that's lost their last five games, but what stands out to you about this year's Lady Quakers team?
Yeah, they have, Ellie Mason can shoot it. She's scoring, you know, in double digits almost every night, and she's kind of their main kid, and so we got to figure out how to know where she's at on the court at all times. And then, you know, they're well coached, and they're going to be really fundamental, and they're going to play really hard. And so, you know, we have to do those little things as well and see, you know, who can be more fundamental and do the little things the right way for the long period of the game.
As we know in the OCC, a new off night, so every team's going to give you your best here. So obviously on your end, you're never going to get an easy game when you come playing here in the OCC.
Right, that's what Coach Cornell and I were just talking about. Like, you're at all these teams that, you know, they got some kids that can play, and they got some kids that can play, and they have nine kids that can play. And so, you know, you look down through the OCC, and everybody in the league can play.
Anything else, Lindsay, you're looking for from your team tonight?
Defend and rebound, like we always talk about.
Get that done, and usually things kind of work out. Lindsay, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the voice of West Lowell Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success, and the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yerkesville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Buckeye Career Center offers over 30 high school programs, 10 full-time adult programs, and several career enhancement options for adults, with financial aid available for those who qualify. The new school year is underway, but it's never too early to start considering how Buckeye Career Center can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future through career technical education. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org or call 330-339-2288 to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey, you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
In tonight's junior varsity contest, it was New Philadelphia over West Holmes by the score of 33-20. A season ago in the two matchups between West Holmes and New Philadelphia at the varsity level, the game played in the dungeon. West Holmes defeated the Lady Quakers by the score of 47-31. In that game, West Holmes led in the scoring by Keegan Ull. She had 13 points, 12 points for Chloe Patton, and 10 for Aviana Yoder. And also the game played at New Philadelphia, West Holmes won that game as well by the score of 61-42. And led in the scoring again by Keegan Ull. She had a season high of 28 points in that game. So very good games in both matchups for Keegan Ull against the Quakers last year. 13 points scored by Ella McMillan, of course, now over at Marietta College for her. And also a 6-point scored by Aviana Yoder. And the two wins for West Holmes over New Philadelphia a season ago. West Holmes, of course, co-champions of the OCC, along with Mansfield Senior last year, going 12-2. Worcester finished up at 11-3 in OCC play. New Philadelphia finished up in fourth place in the conference. They were 8-6. Mount Vernon went 5-9, Lexington 4-10, Ashland 3-11, Madison 1-13. Of course, in the IVC North, Strasburg and TCC were co-champions at 10-2. In the IVC South, it was Highland and Tuskegee Valley co-champs of the IVC South Division, each going 11-1. Overall, around the area in girls basketball last year during regular season play, Wayndale went 19-3, West Holmes 18-4. Well, Lavendale went 16-6, Highland 16-6, Triway 14-8, Garraway 15-7, Danville 9-10, and Central Christian with a record of 9-12. West Holmes, of course, advancing in the Division II tournament to the district championship last year. They fell to John Glenn in overtime, 67-60. In that same district, New Philadelphia, they were the sixth seed, and they fell in the sectional championship to the four seed Carrollton by the score of 43-33 a season ago. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
West Halls began their season with a 39-28 home loss to Dover. Then they came back with a 45-31 win. That was on the road over Lexington. They lost 55-29 their next game at Wayndale and then won their last contest back on Saturday, a home win over Ashland, 54-40. West Halls has a record of 2-2. New Philadelphia won their first game of the year. They defeated Zanesville. That was on the road, 37-30, but all losses since that win as they lost 48-31. That was a home loss to Indian Creek. A 48-45 loss at home to Indian Valley. 65-28 loss. That was at Mansfield Senior. Lost 66-35 at Tuskegee Valley. And a 64-56 loss, and that was a home loss to Worcester as well. And New Philadelphia, a record of 1-5. West Hall is averaging 39 points per game. New Philadelphia is averaging 38.5 a game. Defensively, the big difference where West Hall is allowing just 41.3 points per contest. The Quakers give up 53.5 a game on the defensive end. Big difference there. Of course, as the OCC is concerned, between the two teams, Mansfield Senior right now, they're out in front at 3-0. West Holmes is 2-0. Now, Madison is 1-1. Lexington and Worcester 1-1 in the conference. Ashland 1-2, while New Philadelphia and Mount Vernon both 0-2. Against conference opponents, West Holmes is averaging just under 50 points per contest, while New Philadelphia is averaging 42 a game in OCC play. West Holmes giving up 35.5 points per contest defensively in the conference. The Quakers 64.5 a game defensively in OCC action. In the IBC North Division, Strasburg in first place at 3-0. Malvern is 2-0. Connaughton Valley 2-1. Buckeye Trail and East Canton 1-1. TCC 0-2. Newcomers down 0-3. In the IBC South Division, in girls basketball so far, Highland and Tuskegee Valley both 3-0. They'll have a big battle this Saturday. Ridgewood is 2-1. Indian Valley 1-1. Sandy Valley 1-2. Claymont is 0-2. Garraway 0-3 in the league. Overall around the area, girls basketball so far, Highland a record of 5-0 overall. Lanaville also 5-0. Wayndale is 5-1. Danville 5-2. Garraway is 3-3. Triway a record of 3-3. Central Christian, a record of 1-3. And, of course, as I mentioned, West Holmes, that record of 2-2. Scott Miller along for the broadcast. We'll get some comments from him right after this on WKLM.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty in auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths, 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 740-502-6786 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Other girls' games around the area tonight has Wayndale visiting Hillsdale. Lucas is at Central Christian. Mansfield Senior playing host to Lexington in the OCC, while Worcester's at Ashland. And Mount Vernon is at Madison. Mack right alongside Scott Miller for tonight's broadcast. West Holmes playing host to New Philadelphia. West Holmes 2-2 so far on the season. Scott, a lot of players returning from last year's team, but one player that, of course, that graduated, Ella McMillan, a big part of their offense especially, and I think still kind of searching a little bit on that offensive end early part of the year.
Yeah, and West Holmes this season, you know, you look at their lineup and they're guard heavy. They don't have players with a lot of experience in the paint, and that was one of the places where Ella McMillan last year and the previous seasons was able to kind of exert herself. And that's the thing that West Holmes, albeit a veteran team in their guard play, they're still looking for that person inside in the paint that will be consistent on a nightly basis.
One good thing, as Lindsay Bilden talked about, they can always lean on that defense.
Yes, and you know what she said at the end of her interview tonight, which has been true of West Holmes teams for years and years and years, is if you defend and rebound, you're going to be in almost every single game, whether it's in the dungeon or on the road.
With all that said, West Holmes, certainly they've won the three OCC championship 3 years in a row, so these games in the OCC, very important, again, as they take on New Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, the early season losses, which isn't, you know, is kind of uncharacteristic to a good Dover team as well as a very good Wayndale team. Those are not necessarily indicative of what you're going to face in the OCC, but, again, OCC is very important. And as Coach Belden mentioned in her interview, the OCC is loaded this year. I mean, every single team, you know, is going to give you their best shot, and you're going to have to give your best shot every single night out in an OCC contest, home or away.
All right, that's the voice of Scott Miller. He'll be back around with tonight's starting lineups after this on WKLM. Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com. Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
This is Wyatt Miller from Millersburg Tire Service. While Grandpa's away recovering from knee surgery, he wanted me to let you know that if you need winter tires, now is the time to come in because we're not quite as busy yet. I know what you're thinking. Winter's not here yet, but this is Ohio, folks. The freezing rain and snow will be here before you know it. Beat the rush now so you will already have your all-season or winter tires on before it all happens. That's Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39, east of Millersburg. P.S. If you see Grandpa, please tell him that I did this. Owen didn't think that I would. Give us a call at 674-1085 for your winter tires today.
Energy efficiency, no maintenance, noise reduction, and easy cleaning are some of the many benefits of vinyl windows. Vinyl windows are easy to install and are known to reduce energy costs. Save money on heating and cooling bills by cutting down on the air that escapes through your windows today. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast at Home Siding Contractors. From product to installation, we do it all affordably and efficiently. Call us at 888-725-6619 or visit us at homesiding.com.
And tonight's starting lineup is being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Scott Miller.
Thank you, Matt. For the New Philadelphia Quakers at 1-5 overall and 0-2 in the OCC, coached by second-year coach Kevin Hornell. Starting for the Quakers, a 5'8 senior and forward, Sarah Soweski. Number 15, a 5'6 junior guard, Michaela Plants. Number 21, a 5'9 junior forward, Ellie Mason. number 24, a 5'4 junior guard, Cecilia Espensheed. And number 32 for the Quakers, a 5'5 senior guard, Jazzy Barker. For the West Holmes Lady Knights, the home team tonight, they are 2-2 overall, 2-0 in the OCC, coached by sixth-year coach Lindsay Belden. Starting for the Lady Knights, number 12, a 5'4 senior guard, Allie McMillan. Number 15, a 5'8 senior forward, Chloe Patton. Number 21, the player in the middle for the Knights, 5'10 junior center, Aviana Yoder. Number 24, a 5'5 senior guard, Keegan Uhl. And a 5'6 sophomore guard, number 3, Briar Klein.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Quayle alongside Scott Meller. It's Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We, of course, also are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Casey Claxon is producing tonight's video stream. Natalie Holbrook working the cameras. You can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and find the live stream coverage for tonight as well. New Philadelphia wearing their black jerseys, black shorts, red numerals, and red and white trim. West Holmes, their white jerseys, white shorts, their red numerals, and blue trim as well. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. And again, glad to have with us here for this evening from the Dungeon. And getting set to start things off, it'll be jumping for New Philadelphia, Ellie Mason, a 5'9 junior. And jumping for West Holmes, that'll be Chloe Patton. She's a 5'8 senior. There's the whistle. There's the toss. We're underway. It'll be Quakers basketball going right to left in the Dungeon in the first half. Here's the dribble now high on the right side. Pass goes to the far end of Lance. Out top, three-pointer. Up in the air, going to be a knockdown from the top of the key. And that was Ellie Mason who drilled that three. So right off the bat, the Quakers have a 3-0 lead. West Holmes has the ball going left to right. Pass right of the foul circle goes to Aviana Yoder. Looking, now dribbles and gets the handoff. Here's a drive by Klein to the foul line. Backs it up to the right point. Briar Klein will reset the offense at the top of the key. Now gets the handoff to Keegan Uhl. Uhl centers up to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner off the glass, no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mason. Pass is stripped away by Allie McMillan. She'll lay it up and in. Quick hands by McMillan. She'll get the first bucket for West Holmes. They're down 3-2. Quakers basketball. Light pressure by West Holmes in the full court. Espensheed pass across the half court line. Deflected on the four, and there's the steal by Chloe Patton. Long pass goes to Klein. Her layup off the last is good. West Holmes has their first lead. Back-to-back steals by West Holmes on New Philadelphia. And now the Quakers had the basketball to the front court. Dribble to the corner by Plants. Dumps it inside. Stolen away again by Allie McMillan. Off to the races and transition. McMillan to the bucket. Her shot high off the last. That's no good. Rebound by Briar Klein. Her putback is going to be good. Klein has four. West Holmes down. Has a 6-3 advantage. Three turnovers for the Quakers. Quakers basketball to the front court. Shot for the foul line. Can be up in the air. Can be no good by Mason. Rebound grabbed by Allie McMillan. West Holmes has the basketball. Long pass goes right wing. Now over to Briar Klein. Drive to the lane. Spins around. Shot high off the last. Going to be no good by Klein. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of West Holmes. And it will be New Philadelphia basketball. 6:14 to play first quarter. West Holmes up 6-3. Lady Quakers will have it. Now here's the dribble across the timeline. Into the front court goes to Ellie Mason. The dribble now by Espensheed. Double team, nowhere to go with it. And finally stolen away by Briar Klein. She gets called for traveling, though, after that steal. So turnover each way. West Holmes has their first four so far on New Philadelphia. Quakers to win down here at side court as they trail at 6-3. It'll be 5'9 junior forward Ellie Mason, who inbounds it to the backcourt to Cecilia Espensheed, 5'4 junior guard, dribbles it across the timeline. Bobbles it, gets a pass out top, now to Michaela Plants, cross-court pass grabbed on the far side. Now out top for the pass to Jazzy Barker, left wing, back over to Mason. Dumps it back out top. Dribble down to the left wing, here's Michaela Plants. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good by Espensheed. Rebound grabbed by Keegan Uhl. West Holmes basketball, Uhl to the front court. Crossover out top. On the right wing goes to Patton, dumps it inside, goes to Avion Yoder, dribbles it inside the paint, bobbles it, dribbles it again, and that's going to be what? A double dribble. Indeed it is. So that'll be the second West Holmes turnover. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors and Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. New Philadelphia basketball to the corner. Bounce pass by Sawesky inside. Shot up to be banked in. Meanwhile,
and Ellie Mason on that put back.
And she has 5 points, all five for New Philadelphia. 6-5 West Holmes, they have the ball and the lead. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Left of the foul circle to Klein. Drives to the lane, Klein. Runner off last, going to be no good. Rebound, Avion Yoder. Her putback is no good. Rebound by Klein. Her putback, no good again. A rebound, and finally pulled down by New Philadelphia. And on that rebound was Jazzy Barker. Barker across the timeline. Gets a pass off now, high in the right. With the basketball, Mason out off, back to the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Keegan Ohl on that three-point shot missed by Sawesky. Here's Ohl, drive, bounce pass, nice look inside. Avion Yoder, who bakes it in with the left hand.
Yoder, assisted by Keegan
Ohl. Nice assist by Ohl. Yoder finishes the job, 8-5 West Holmes. New Philadelphia basketball across the timeline. The dribble now by Espenshee. Drive to the lane. She's cut off. Gets it out top to Ellie Mason. Mason to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot blocked inside. Saved by McMillan. Keeps it in play and chased down by Chloe Patton. Great hustle by McMillan. West Holmes ball. McMillan back to the front court. Looks to the bench from the play call and Lindsay Belden. He now dribbles it. Bounce pass left wing goes to Chloe Patton. Lobs it inside. Grabbed now by Keegan Ohl. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mason. Quakers basketball. With the basketball now across the timeline is Espenshee with 3:30 to play in the first quarter. Now on the right side goes to Sawesky. Lobs it, deflected into the hands now. Mason right block. She's double team. Back to Sawesky. Back out top to Espenshee. Left point now on the pass. Goes near side on the dribble. Pass by Plants. Back in the corner. Over to Mason. Mason to the baseline. Crosser pass opposite corner. A dribble and runner by Sawesky. Blocked. Rebound, Chloe Patton. West Holmes has the ball. 8-5 lead. Pass by McMillan. Nice look goes to Avion Yoder, who missed the layup. Rebound put back by Breyer Klein. No good. Put back by McMillan. No good. And she got her own rebound. West Holmes still with the basketball. Here's Chloe Patton. Drive. Pass right corner, three-pointer, Breyer Klein. She'll miss the shot. Rebound batted away. McMillan on the floor, going to be tied up. Held ball, arrow does stay with West Holmes, so West Holmes will keep the basketball on that team rebound. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies for quality and service, never go out of style. Timeout New Philadelphia. West Holmes up 8-5 with 2:43 to play first quarter. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale now through Christmas Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 21 to 25 count raw peeled and deveined large shrimp, $6.98. Norwegian salmon fillets for $10.98 a pound. 1 pound package of 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp, $5.98. 13 ounce yellowfin tuna steaks, $9.98. 2 pound package of freshwater walleye, $24.98. 1 pound sea scallops, $15.98. 16 to 20 count large Argentine raw shrimp, $5.98. Seabest cooked shrimp salad, $6.98, and 40-ounce cocktail shrimp ring for $22.58. That's the Santa Seafood Sale, now through December 24th at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000. Three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good by Proper off the bench from the left wing. Rebound chased down by Mason. Yoder Roofing and Spouting, serving all your roofing and spouting needs. And it'll be Quakers basketball on the other end. Here's the dribble now to the foul line. Cut off, outs off, the pass goes to Espenshee. Back in the right wing, the dribble to the corner by Sawesky. Kicks it right wing. Outs off over to Espenshee. Left point on the handoff to Ellie Mason. Here pass goes to Sawesky, dribbles it, back on the left point. The dribble by Barker. Gets the handoff, outs off, back to Espenshee for the Quakers. Left point in the hands of Mason. Back in the corner. Dribble by Michaela Planzer. Shot high in the air. Missed everything. Got her own rebound. Three-pointer from the opposite corner. Going to be no good by Barker. Rebound finally grabbed by Keegan Ull. Long pass to the front court. I mean, she's down by McMillan. Her layup no good. McMillan missed it. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Mason. Lakers basketball down 8-5 still. 1:40 to play first quarter. And now Espen Sheed to the front court. To the foul line. To the corner now. Grabbed by Sawesky. Now to Michaela Plants. Dribbles it right wing. Out top of the pass to Espen Sheed. On the left wing, goes over to Barker. Out top to Mason. Her three-pointer up in the air going to be knocked down. Ellie Mason, all eight for the Quakers. We're tied up at 8 apiece. Timeout West Holmes, 1:20 to play first quarter. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Tied up early on in the first quarter. Matt Corey alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast here. West Holmes has missed a few bunnies here around the basket here, Scott. They missed some opportunities there. And meanwhile, for the Quakers, is Ellie Mason keeping her team in the game.
Yeah, and that's exactly who Coach Belden had talked about at the beginning of this game, was they got to make sure they rotate out and get on Ellie Mason because she can shoot the ball, as we've seen.
West Holmes has it out of the timeout. Pass around the foul line. Goes to Neely Fair in the game now, the 5'10 senior. Here pass goes to Proper. Out top of the dribble. Now Jewel Brown has the basketball right point, the 5'2 junior. McMillan out top. Back in the corner goes to Proper. Dribbles it now, finds McMillan now high on the left side. Backs it up near that midcourt line to reset the offense. Under a minute to play, first quarter. On the left point, grabbed now by Greta Rollins. Looking, Rollins now dribbles it, gets the hand off the Proper. Proper to the foul line. Pass right winger through the McMillan. McMillan's three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. Her shot for the quarter partially blocked. Rebound grabbed by Brown. Her putback no good. Rebound by Neely Fair under the basket. 30 seconds to go. West Ole still has the ball. McMillan calls out the play near midcourt. Dribbles it to the right side. Right post inside the Neely Fair. She'll back it in. Her layup off the last and good. Finally got to go. Neely Fair. West Ole's a two-point lead. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Across the timeline, Barker has the basketball for the Quakers. 5 seconds. Barker to the baseline. Her shot up going to be no good, but the blocking foul is going to be called on the backpedaling Jewel Brown. First team foul, West Holmes, and now two free throws for New Philadelphia.
Jewel Brown, her first. Team first.
So Jazzy Barker at the foul line, 5'5 senior guard. A chance to try and tie it up here at the end of the first quarter. 3.3 seconds to go. That free throw is up. It's going to be good. First point other than Ellie Mason so far for New Philadelphia. Now the second free throw. That is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound to Greta Rollins. And her pass to McMillan. Now to Proper. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Shot will not count. And at the end of one, it's West Holmes 10 and New Philadelphia 9. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New Philadelphia basketball to begin the second quarter of action. And with it now is Espen. She picks it up too soon. Her pass goes cross-court now. The Michaela Plants. Plants to the corner. Cross-court pass, right corner, Barker. Out top three-pointer going to be no good by Espen Sheed. And it bounces out of bounds. West Holmes has the ball. First quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. West Holmes 0 for 2 on 3-point tries. New Philadelphia was 2 for 4 for 50%. The Quakers 1 for 6 from 2-point range. West Holmes 5 of 16. And West Holmes did not attempt the foul shot. The Quakers were a 1 for 2. And West Holmes that rebound in New Philadelphia, 14-6 in the first quarter. Meanwhile, a layup by Jewel Brown's no good. Rebound goes to Mason inside for New Philadelphia. And also, four turnovers for New Philadelphia, two for West Holmes in that first quarter of play. Quakers basketball, they trail at 10-9 early in the second quarter. Espen Sheed out top, the handoff goes to Mason. Deep three-pointer by Mason is going to be no good off the glass. Rebound putback is going to be good, however, by New Philadelphia. And that'll be Espen Sheed on the putback. Her first two, and now an 11-10 lead for New Philadelphia. And pass inside, going to be out of bounds. That'll be a foul called, excuse me. And that'll be on New Philadelphia, their first team foul of the second quarter. And that'll be on Michaela Plants, her first personal foul. And some players subbing in, Aviani Gutter, Chloe Patton in, Keegan Old checking in. Also joining Allie McMillan and Briar Klein. Embedded by Ull, out top to McMillan. Foul line now to Patton, dribbles it to the right post. Kicks the left wing back to McMillan. She'll dribble it, cross-court pass goes right side to Klein. Klein to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, grab, and putback is good inside by Aviana Yoder. And Yoder has four, now back to a one-point West Holmes advantage, 12-11. Quakers basketball. Here's Espen Sheed across the timeline. Takes the left wing, now to the foul line. Her pass in front of the midcourt line to Plants. On the right side goes over to Sawesky. Back in the corner now. The dribble by Barker. Out top goes to Michaela Plants. Takes the left wing. She'll pick it up. Cross-court pass right wing to Barker. Barker dribbles it out top in the hands of Espen Sheed. Dribbles it to the foul line. To the lane. Knocked loose by Patton. Got her hand on the ball and stole it away. Now to Keegan Ull, the fifth New Philadelphia turnover. Ull across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Ull picks it up, looking, pass inside to Aviani Gutter. She'll back it in, spins around, cut off, and gets called for traveling. Good defensive possession inside by Sawesky, and that'll be the third West Holmes turnover. So Quakers basketball on the back baseline. 6 minutes to play in the first half. West Holmes up 12-11. Matt Quay alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. And we're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. They'll beat the pressure. The handoff goes to Sawesky. Out top, Espen. Right wing now to Jazzy Barker. Dribbles it out top. On the left wing, back to Sawesky. Dribbles it to the baseline. Poke low, stolen away by Ull on the floor. Dove after and finally grabbed by Ull. And that'll be the sixth Quaker turnover. Here's McMillan to the front court for West Holmes. Pass inside, Aviani Yoder bobbles it on the floor, dove after. And finally, what? Going to be a grab on the steal by the new Quakers, and they're going to call a timeout. 5.5 to play, second quarter, 12-11 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM. Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
And make sure you stay tuned later on tonight for high school scoreboard after the game on WKLM. We'll be airing all the area girls basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. It's brought to you by Village Motors. It'll be New Philadelphia basketball out of the timeout. Full court pressure being shown by West Holmes. Jazzy Barker has it in the backcourt, working against Keegan Ull. Crossover, Barker being handed by Ull, dribbles at three-quarters court, now across the half-court line. She still has it to the left wing. Now poke loose, goes out of bounds, but off the hands of West Holmes.
Yeah, I'm not sure the official got that one quite correct, but it looked like Keegan Ull had tapped it into Barker as she was dribbling.
Very close, no doubt about it. Mason inbounds it, now back to her. Mason to the foul line. Pass inside, goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover. So in the end, it'll be the seventh turnover on New Philadelphia.
West Holmes doing a great job with their pressure defense, playing mostly one-on-one defense.
Yeah, West Holmes has the basketball right now. A 12-11 lead, 5 minutes to play in the half. McMillan now to the right wing. Around the foul line inside goes to Rollins, who throws it away. There's the turnover of West Holmes, their fifth. Here's Mason, a three-quarter score. Gets the handoff into the front court. Now with it is Jazzy Barker. Dribbles it high on the right. Hounded again by Ewell. Picks it up. Gets a pass off over to Sawesky. Back on the right wing to Espensheed, who dribbles it out top. Espensheed guarded by McMillan. Now right of the foul line to Sawesky. Now the dribble. Picking the ball up. The pass by Gonzalez goes to the far corner. Back to Espensheed. Her cross-court pass, left side Barker. Back in the corner, three-pointer by Sawesky. Is going to be way off the mark. Rebound grabbed, however, by Espensheed. Quakers basketball still on the left wing. Pass goes out top over to Espensheed. Left wing to Sawesky. Hands it off out top in the hands of Ellie Mason. Mason back in the left wing. Dribble by Barker to the baseline. Her shot left hand going to be good. Jazzy Barker got it to go.
Nice drive to the basket by Jazzy Barker.
She has three, now back to a 13-12 lead for New Philadelphia. Third lead change of the quarter and fourth lead change of the first half. West Holmes has the ball, 3:48 to play, second quarter. Right wing to Briar Klein, into the quarter now to Chloe Patton. Cross-court pass goes to McMillan in the corner. Her three-pointer knocked down. McMillan has five. That's her first three-point basket. West Holmes now a 15-13 lead.
Yeah, when she can get set up and get some rhythm going, she can hit those three-pointers.
Good to see that. But meanwhile, answered on the three on the other end by Sarah Sawesky. Her first points of the game, 16-15. The lead for the Quakers. Three-pointer on the other end, no good by Chloe Patton. Rebound grabbed inside by Roxana Gonzalez. Quakers basketball by one at 16-15. Jazzy Barker's pass to Gonzalez. Back on the right wing to Sawesky. Into the quarter to Ellie Mason. Mason dribbles to the baseline, poke loose, out of bounds, but a reaching foul is going to be the call. And that'll be for West Holmes, their first team foul of the quarter. It'll be on Briar Klein, her first. So Quakers basketball, 2:55 to play, second quarter. They have a one-point lead beneath their own backboard. And in that end of the quarter goes to Mason. Gets the handoff back out top now to Jazzy Barker. Gets the handoff now to Espensheed high on the right side. Dribbles it now to the corner. Backs it up. Her pass around the foul line goes to Gonzalez. Now top of the key on the dribble. Gets the handoff back to Espensheed right wing. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot. Actually, she has it knocked away out of bounds. Stripped away, and it'll be New Philadelphia with the basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game. Known for their super soft style, Six Money's can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Pass to the corner, grabbed by Plants, knocked away. And that's going to be another foul called, I believe, on Jewel Brown. Second team foul, West Holmes. Brown would have her second personal foul. 2:35 to play in the half, 16-15, New Philadelphia. The Quakers had the ball. Cecilia Espensheed to win Bennett from the near side corner. Out top goes to Ellie Mason. Mason dribbles it left wing. Goes out of bounds. It'll be deflected away off of the hands of Briar Klein. Quakers will keep it. Mason to win Bennett. Out top to Sawesky. And now the dribble. Left wing of the pass goes to Jazzy Barker. On the right point, the dribble by Plants. Down to the corner. Spins around. Plants picks it up. Pass inside goes to Espensheed. Out top. Over to Sawesky. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Jazzy Barker. She'll knock it down. Barker all of a sudden has the hot hand. She has 6 points. 19-15 Quakers. West Holmes has the ball. 2 minutes to play first half. Pass by Perper goes cross-court, but nobody's there. Little miscommunication. West Holmes has the turnover, and that'll be number six.
Yeah, New Philadelphia doing a great job of passing the ball around the perimeter, and they're finding that open player, and they are not intimidated by West Holmes at this point in time.
They have that four-point lead. Quakers basketball, they'll beat the full court pressure. Pass goes out top to Cecilia Espensheed. On the left wing, Ellie Mason. Mason shovels it out top. Dribble by Michaela Plants to the baseline. Her runner going to be off the glass. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Selena Broper. And then a foul is called on New Philadelphia. That'll be their second team foul of the quarter. Mason has her first personal foul. For a last-minute Christmas gift idea, stop by the jewelry store and purchase a gift card. Don't forget, they offer gift wrapping, and they'll be open on December 23rd till 5 p.m. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Westholz has the ball down by four. Into the corner. Here's McMillan, who dribbles it. Out top to Zelina Proper. Proper, a 5'6 sophomore guard, averaging 4.5 a game. On the right wing, back to Brown. Brown to the foul line. Pokel stored away by Espenshield. Dribbles it to the front court on the fast break. Here, the ball knocked away, I should say, by McMillan. It'll stay with the Quakers. And now Keegan Ohl will check in. Also in is Aviana Yoder. Out Joel Brown. And also Greta Rollins will have a seat. 109 to play, second quarter. Embedded, deflected away to the four, grabbed by Espenshield. Hersha Athles is good. Deflected right back to her. She has four. 21-15, New Philadelphia. Westholz with the basketball. Into the front court. Here's Allie McMillan. An 8-0 run by the Quakers. Shot from the foul on by Ohl. That's no good from 15 feet away. Grabbed by Ohl. Now off her hands, though, and out of bounds. So I guess it'll be a team rebound for New Philadelphia. And the Quakers will have it now with 45 seconds to play in the half. Inbounded to Sarah Soweski. Now to Espenshield. She'll cross the timeline. Double team. Lobs a pass over to Michaela Plant's right wing. She's double team. Out top to Mason. Back in the quarter now. Soweski back to Mason right wing. Now to Espenshield in front of the midcourt line. Dribbles it against Proper. 25 seconds to play in the half. Out top of the pass to Michaela Plant's. Near side to Jazzy Barker. Back on the left side. Over to Cecilia Espenshield. Cross-court pass received now on the far end. Back up with 10 seconds to go to Espenshield in front of that midcourt line. 8 seconds. Left wing Barker. Barker three-pointer up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Espenshield. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound batted away, and that'll do it for the first half. Halftime score. New Philadelphia ending the half on an 8-0 run. They lead at 21-15 over Westholz. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Shop at Kime for everyone on your holiday list during our gift card promotion. Receive a $15 gift card when you spend $100 on qualifying brands. Now through December 23rd, Traeger, Vitamix, Bosch, DeWalt, Milwaukee, and so many more of your favorite brands are included in this promotion. Plus, enjoy free gift wrapping during the holidays and earn 2.5% back with the Loyalty Rewards program. Don't miss the gift card promotion at Kime for big savings at your home, building, and woodworking destination.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
It is halftime from the Dungeon, where it is New Philadelphia who has the lead at 21-15 over West Holmes. And take a look at the first half so far. West Holmes jumped down to a 10-9 advantage after one, but the Quakers outscoring West Holmes 12-5 in the second quarter, including an 8-0 run that closed out the half. First half saw six lead changes and also one tie, but New Philadelphia has a 21-15 lead over West Holmes at halftime. For the Quakers, leading the way, that was Ellie Mason. Mason did all her scoring in that first quarter, as she went 2 for 3 from three-point distance, 1 for 3 from two-point range. Her total of 8 points. 6 points also scored by Jazzy Barker. She had 5 of those in the second quarter of play. And Barker, 1 for 3 on three-point tries, 1 for 1 from two-point range, 1 of 2 for the foul line for her total of 6. 4 points for Cecilia Espensheed, 3 for Sarah Soweski, running out the Quakers' total of 21. For West Holmes, leading the way for them, that was Allie McMillan. McMillan, 1 for 2 from three-point distance, 1 for 3 from two-point range. McMillan had 5 points. 4 points also scored by Ava Yoder. 4 for Briar Klein and 2 for Neely Fair, running out the West Holmes total of 15. Halftime score, New Philadelphia 21, West Holmes 15. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Yeah, with New Philadelphia, the Quakers leading 21-15. The New Philadelphia Quakers are 4 of 10 from three-point range for 40%, while West Holmes is just 1 of 4 for 25%. New Philadelphia, 4 of 11 from two-point range, 36%, while West Holmes is 6 of 20 for 30% from two-point range. At the free-throw line, New Philadelphia went to the free-throw line twice, hit one of those for 50%. West Holmes did not travel to the charity stripe. In rebounding, West Holmes out-rebounded New Philadelphia in the first half, 18-12, but in the second quarter, New Philadelphia added 6 to their 6 from the first quarter. So they out-rebounded West Holmes in the second quarter, and that was crucial in their taking that lead. West Holmes again out-rebounded New Philadelphia 18-12 in the first half. Each team ended up with 7 turnovers after two quarters of play.
Individually, West Holmes led by Ava Yoder with 4 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end. And for New Philadelphia, 4 boards for Ellie Mason and 3 for Cecilia Espensheen. A 21-15 Quakers lead at halftime. Scott, you mentioned at one point the Quakers not intimidated by West Holmes. I thought one thing that stood out to me, the Quakers had 4 turnovers like right off the bat early in the first quarter, but only 3 turnovers the rest of the first half. So really kind of settled down and did a good job handling the basketball against West Holmes' pressure.
Yeah, and when their coach talked to them, late in that first quarter and during the break at the second quarter, he's telling them, hey, you know, we are in this game, and they came out and they played like it in that second quarter, and they did a nice job of getting the ball moved around the perimeter, finding those open players. And who knew that other than Ellie Mason, who we knew West Holmes was going to have to watch throughout this game, that other players like Jazzy Barker and Sarah Soweski can also score the ball.
No doubt, 21-15 Quaker lead at the half. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander ATG015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander ATG015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Casey Claxton and Natalie Holbrook. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight. And we're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It's Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Matt Quay alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast and all ready for the start of the second half of play. West Oles will have the ball here at side court. It'll be Patton to get things started to inbound the basketball. Out there, Allie McMillan, of course, Briar Klein, A.V. Yadigoder, and Keegan Rule. And West will certainly like to get a good start here to this third quarter. Trailing by six to begin the third. Now with it, here's McMillan to the front court, going right to left. Ooh, with it high on the right side. Dribbles it out top. Now to Briar Klein. On the right point to A.V. Yadigoder. The handoff. Now over to Patton, back in the corner, and over to Keegan Ull. Ull to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Ull. Her putback is going to be no good again. Rebound saved by Briar Klein. Now top to Patton. West Oles reset the offense back in the corner now. Grabbed by Briar Klein. Klein to the foul line. To the lane, out top, down to McMillan. McMillan's shot for the foul line is going to be no good. Rebound by Ava Yadigoder. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound tipped away. Finally pulled down by Ellie Mason. West Oles, some good opportunities, couldn't cash in. Quakers basketball the other direction. And goes out of bounds off the hands of Sawesky. That'll be a turnover. And for the Quakers, they'll pick up turnover number 8 for the ballgame. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors. And Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. West Oles has the basketball. 7-10 to play third quarter. McMillan across the timeline. Dribbles the right point. Around the foul circle. Ava Yadigoder. Now to the paint. Dribbles it. Picks it up. Her pass to Patton. But going to be a travel call. I'm not sure how you call traveling on that. But either way, it's going to be a turnover. And West Olds will have their eighth. Quakers to inbound. Inbound to the far corner goes over to Aspensheet in the backcourt against the focal pressure of West Olds. Aspensheet dribbles it. Double team. Now across the timeline, pass off the Barker's hands on the floor. Move after, stolen away by Breyer Klein. Klein to the bucket. Her layup off the last going to be good. Klein has six. West Olds down 21-17. Ball put close to midcourt by Patton. Grabbed again by Aspensheet. Dribbles it into the backcourt. Now across the timeline. Finally gets a pass off to Sawesky high on the left side. Being handed by Keegan Uhl. Sawesky. Pass goes to the far corner. Ellie Mason. Mason to the baseline. Her shot blocked inside by Yoder. She got the board. Great defensive play by Ava Yanni Yoder. West Olds to the ball front court. Here's McMillan. Left wing, Breyer Klein. Klein to the foul line. Backs it in. In the paint. Klein shot off the glass. Going to be good. Breyer Klein back-to-back buckets. West Olds down by two. Focal pressure on and knocked away by Uhl, goes out of bounds, but it will be Quakers basketball. But Scott, West Olds really turned up the defensive pressure right now.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Belden getting some fresh legs in there in that second quarter and a little bit in the first quarter. I think she said, hey, we got to come out with some intensity.
Quakers basketball, double team, pass into the front court, chased down by Sawesky, drive to the lane, back in the corner inside. Deflected away and stolen away now by Keegan Uhl. Another turnover. That'll be number 10 for the Quakers. To the front court. Here's McMillan. Dumps it inside. Ava Yanayoder. Double team. Pokluse will grab it. Her shot left hand. Going to be no good, but a foul on Ellie Mason. First team foul on the Quakers. Mason has her second. And now Ava Yanayoder to the foul line to shoot two.
Ellie Mason, her second. Ava Yanayoder.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixBunnies.com. Six Bunnies for quality and service, never go out of style. Their first free throw attempt was no good. Missed the first one. Now the second attempt for Yoder. That's up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound grabbed by Mason. Quakers basketball. Her pass over to Sawesky. She'll find Aspensheet, who will cross the timeline. 21-19 New Philadelphia. They have not scored so far in the quarter. Aspensheet. Pass out top. Knocked away. Here's the steal by Breyer Klein. Klein's in the bucket. Left hand layup going to be no good. Rebound to the four will be grabbed by Jazzy Barker. Quakers will dodge that bullet. Quakers with it. Barker's pass goes over to Aspensheet. She'll be tripped up by Keegan Uhl. She'll get called for the foul. First team foul, West Olds. Uhl has her first. And out in is Zelina Proper. And out will be Chloe Patton for West Olds. 21-19 New Philadelphia. 5:02 to play, third quarter from the dungeon. Mason at side court. Here pass into the hands of Cecilia Aspensheet. Dribbles it to the front court. Takes a left wing against Uhl. Cross court pass. Now to Sawesky. Dribbles it. Pass out top to Barker. Barker backs it up near the midcourt line. On the left wing, back in the hands of Aspensheet. Dribbles the top of the key. Backs it up. Now the handoff to Barker. Barker with it high on the left side, back near the midcourt line. Right point to Ellie Mason. Mason holds onto it. Back to the right side goes to Aspensheet. Now to the foul line. Double team, cross-court pass goes to Barker. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Jazzy Barker, her second three-pointer of the night. First points of the quarter for the Quakers. Here's Proper on the other rim. Her cross-court pass goes to Breyer Klein. Out top to Keegan Uhl. Back to Proper in the corner. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Gonzalez, who got that board. Quakers ball up 24-19. 4 minutes to play in the third. In the front court, over to Sawesky. Sarah Sawesky holds onto it. Now dribbles it on the left point to Aspensheet. Dribbles it outside. Now to the foul line. Picks it up. Looking. Nobody open. Finally gets the pass off. Deflected away. Chased back down near midcourt by Gonzalez. Back over to Aspensheet. Cross-court pass to Barker. Back in the corner now. Received to the far side by Sawesky. Out top of the pass to Ellie Mason. Deflected away. She'll grab it. Now will be fouled. Trying for the steal. Proper got her hand on the arm of Mason, and that'll be for Proper, her first, second team foul, West Holmes. Give a gift the value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. They're located on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Quakers basketball. Here's the dribble by Espen Sheet. Hounded by Uhl. Picks it up too soon. Cross-court pass goes right side to Barker. 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Now to Sueski, top of the key. Left wing back to Espen Sheet. Holds on to it, dribbles it out to the foul line. Runner up in the air by Espen Sheet. That's no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Neely Fair. Westall's ball into the front court. Drives the lane by Klein. Left corner, Keegan. Oh, her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound out top, however, to McMillan. Right corner. Back over to Breyer Klein. Pass inside to Neely Fair. Cross-court pass deflected off the backboard. And it's going to be out of bounds to New Philadelphia. So turnover on Westall's, and that'll be up to 9. A 5-point lead for the Quakers, just under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Full court pressure is on. Here's Barker with it in the backcourt. Gets the hand off Espen Sheet, and she'll find Sueski. She'll cross the timeline. Cross-court pass down to Espen Sheet. Left corner over to Gonzalez. Gets the hand off, back to Sueski. Dribbles it now left wing. On the right point, from Barker back to Sueski. Dribbles it out to the foul line, to the lane. Into the corner, Gonzalez looking, dribbles it down to the paint, deflected. Back in the corner, Espen Sheet, her three-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed now by McMillan, and she'll be tackled. Finally, a foul is called on Gonzalez. Second team foul on the Quakers. Gonzalez has her first.
Foul number 14.
2:17 to play, third quarter. And Westall's down by 5, just trying to get a basket here, Scott.
Yeah, they came out, and like you said, they had a lot of energy, and got themselves right back in the game. And then New Philadelphia, you know, their coach calms them down a little bit. They're able to get the ball around the perimeter. And Jazzy Barker, hits another three. And New Philadelphia is, you know, still in business.
Westall's ball, cross-court pass goes to Jewel Brown in the game now. Out off the proper. Right corner, the pass goes to Klein. Klein to the baseline. Dumps it inside the Neely Fair. Double team. Knocked loose on the floor, dove after. It'll be tied up. Arrow does point to New Philadelphia, and that will be another turnover. Westall's up to 10. Quakers ball, 1:51 to play, third quarter. Full court pressure on by Westall's. Mason to inbound. And inbounds it to Espen Sheet, dribbles it in the backcourt. At three-quarter court, double team with it, backs it up. Pass across the midcourt line goes to Sueski, back over to Espen Sheet. Her pass batted away on the floor and picked up on the steal by Thayer. To the front court to McMillan. Her pass to Breyer Klein. Head fake. Her layup is going to be good. Klein has all 6 points in the quarter for West Holmes. That was the 12th Baker turnover. Inbounded again against the pressure. Knocked to the floor. Dove after. Tie it up. Arrow this time points to West Holmes, so that will be the 13th New Philadelphia turnover. Westall's down by 3, 24-21, 1:23 to play in the third. Proper to inbound. McMillan has the seat. And now actually Keegan Hull will inbound it instead. Into the corner to Breyer Klein. Drive to the lane. Klein, runner off last is going to be no good. Rebound by Klein, put back is good. Breyer Klein, now 8 in the quarter, 12 for the ballgame. Westall's down by 1. Inbounded, grabbed in the backcourt, the dribble. And pass in the backcourt goes over to Espen Sheet. Now across the timeline, in the hands of Michaela Plants. Plants to the baseline, her shot up going to be no good, but she was fouled along that basket, I believe, by Breyer Klein. 13 foul Westall's, that would be Klein's second. To the foul line will be Michaela Plants. 24-23, Westall's down by 1, 57 seconds to play, third quarter. And Plant's shot up going to be no good. Checking in Chloe Patton and replacing Breyer Klein, who gave Westall's a huge boost in his third quarter, Scott.
Yeah, and it's important for Breyer Klein and a few of those players to establish themselves.
Second free throw no good. Put back by Sueski. That's no good. And rebound to Proper. Westall's ball down by 1. Proper to the front court. Hands it off. Over to Keegan Uhl. Left wing on the dribble now by Brown. Her cross-court pass goes to Patton, right wing. Her cross-court pass left side to Uhl. Dumps it inside. Now to Proper. Back in the left wing, Uhl. Uhl dribbles it. Cross-court pass right side. The dribble now by Patton. Her shot off the last, no good. Rebound to the four. Finally picked up by Sawesky, but threw it away. The steal by Keegan Uhl. Here's Proper to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Chloe Patton. Back to Proper. She wasn't expecting it, though. And off her hands and out of bounds. So unforced turnover. That'll be 11 for West Holmes, 14 for New Philadelphia. 18 seconds to go, meanwhile, in the third quarter. 24-23 New Philadelphia. They had the ball to inbound in the backcourt. Mason looking to inbound. And she'll find Michaela Plants. 15 seconds. Stolen away by Patton. Her layup is good. And West Holmes has the lead. Patton, her first two tonight on the 15th turnover on the Quakers. 5 seconds to go. Here's Espensheed. Picks it up. Into the front court goes to Barker. Her shot looked ain't going to be no good. From three-point distance, rebound by Mason to close out the third. At the end of three, West Holmes has a one-point lead at 25-24. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Fikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
West Holmes out scoring New Philadelphia 10-3 in that third quarter, and as a result, they have a one-point lead to begin the fourth quarter of play, 25-24. Matt Corey alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. We are video live streaming this game on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team tonight. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Quakers basketball to begin the fourth quarter. And they're down by one. Here's the dribble by Sawesky out top. Near the midcourt line. Gets the hand off to Espensheed. Right point back to Michaela Plants. Takes it to the right wing. Now to the corner. Spins around the dribble. Now picks it up. Shovels it out top, Espensheed. Now dribbles it, picks it up. Right wing back to Michaela Plants. Back in the corner, hauled in by Sawesky. Dribbles it right wing. Out top of the pass goes over to Espensheed. Dribbles it right side. Back in the left point, three-pointer by Jazzy Barker. Going to be no good this time. Rebound, and Uhl, her pass to the front court goes into the hands by Chloe Patton. Her layup is going to be good. Chloe Patton got that bucket. She has four. 27-24 Lady Knights. Quakers basketball. Mason across the timeline. Mason dribbles it here. She has not scored since that 8-point first quarter, in fact. Barker has it. Out top down to Michaela Plants. 27-24 West Holmes in the fourth. Barker out top of the pass now to Espensheed near that midcourt line. Guarded tightly by Keegan Uhl. The handoff to Barker. Out top of the pass. Sawesky back to Barker. Sawesky's pass goes to the corner now to Espensheed. Out top to Michaela Plants. Plants dribbles it. Right point. Cut off. Gets the handoff to Espensheed. Her pass deflected. Now grabbed out top by Barker. 6.5 to play fourth quarter. Here's Plants on the right wing. Dribbles it out to the baseline. Plants under the basket. Nowhere to go with it. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Patton. It'll stay with New Philadelphia. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. For West Holmes was 0-for-2. Quakers were 1-for-3 for 33%. West Holmes 5-for-12 from two-point range. 42% shooting. The Quakers 0-for-3. And West Holmes 0-for-2 for the foul line. Quakers were 0-for-2 as well. And inbounded and grabbed by Mason. She was going to be fouled by Briar Klein. And that'll be the first team foul West Holmes of the quarter. Klein has her third personal foul. West Holmes out rebounded to the Quakers 10-8 in that third quarter. 8 turnovers for New Philadelphia, however, and 4 also for West Holmes in that third quarter of play. Quakers had the basketball. Inbounded and knocked back out of bounds by West Holmes, and they'll do it again. L.A. Mason, 5'9", junior, to inbound. She does so out top to Michaela Plants. Right flank now to Sawesky. Out top of the pass over to Aspen Sheen. Dribbles it out to the foul line, to the lane. Runner up in the air, going to be banked in. Cecilia Aspen Sheen got that one to go. Has her first points of the half, 6 points overall. Meanwhile, a pass from midcourt by McMillan. Dangerous pass knocked out of bounds. West Holmes will keep it.
Yeah, although West Holmes is doing a good job defending Ellie Mason, some of those other Quaker players stepping up and keeping this game close.
They've hit some big baskets. West Holmes has it. And a one-point lead right now. McMillan out top. End of the quarter goes over to Briar Klein. Back to McMillan. 3-2 zone defense on by the Quakers now. Here's Patton out top to McMillan. Back in the corner. Over to Ould. Ould to the baseline. Her shot up in the air. Going to be in and out and back in. Got the roll. Keegan Ould. Her first points tonight. 29-26 West Holmes. Pressure is on. Pass by Plants over to Aspen Sheen. Into the front court. Finally over to Sawesky. Aspen Sheen in front of that midcourt line. 5.5 to go. Quakers down by 3. They have the ball. Into the corner. Goes to Plants. Crosser pass to Aspen Sheen. Dribbles it. Along the baseline. Stolen away by Briar Klein. That'll be the 16th turnover for the Quakers. Klein right wing. Drive to the lane. She was bumped in foul. And that take to the basket by Briar Klein. First team foul on the Quakers in this fourth quarter. I believe that foul was on the floor. We'll see. Plants got the foul. Her second personal foul. So we'll be on the floor. No, I'm at it. Klein thought I was in the act of shooting, but it was not. And looking for an inbounder. And that's going to be Keegan Ould. 29-26 West Holmes. Ould looking. Lobs the right wing to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Ball deflected away. Chased back down by McMillan. Hat rates the midcourt line.
Balls.
Quakers one of the half-court violations. Three-pointer meanwhile going to be no good by Proper. Rebound. Threw it away in the hands of Barker. Because after it was grabbed by Klein, she threw it away. Now a midcourt going to be a foul call. And that's going to be on Keegan Ould. Proper actually gets the foul. Proper her second. Second team foul, West Holmes. Now a timeout for New Philadelphia. 4:51 to go. West Holmes up 29-26. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters with great gifts, large and small. Stop by and see the new line of small GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso machine. Make your favorite espresso flavor at the touch of a button. Prefer cold drinks? Consider a GE Opal Nugget countertop ice machine, which makes up to 24 pounds of ice per day. See the unique line of GE small appliances, including mixers, blenders, coffee makers, and more. And Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South or MillersburgElectric.com.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
Make sure you stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard on WKLN. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors. Zach Kraft reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. That's when she double teams, stripped away by the McMillan. They'll call her for the foul. And that'll be the 13th foul West Holmes in the fourth. McMillan has just her first personal foul. 4:47 to play in the fourth. Baker's ball, they trail it by 3. Mason to windbound in the front court. Goes to Aspen Sheen. She's double-teamed. Now to Barker high on the left side. Back of the corner. Three-pointer by Mason is going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. Westholm's ball. Proper to the front court. On the left wing, and she'll be fouled. And riding her all the way was Espensheed. Second team foul on Bakers. Espensheed has her first personal foul. Westholm's ball. Midway into the front court near side. Oh, inbounds it to Allie McMillan against that zone defense. Back to Ohl left wing. Into the quarter to Proper. Proper drive to the lane. Picks a cross-court pass to Klein. Right quarter back in the hands of McMillan. Cross-court pass inside. Goes to Avion Yoder. And she's going to be fouled. Trying to steal that ball was Jazzy Barker. Third team foul on the Quakers. Barker has her
number
first.
13, Jazzy Barker. Her first. Team third.
So West Holmes to win, Bannon.
Chloe Patton returning for the Knights.
Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Westholm's ball. Here's Proper drive. Lane, runner up in the air. Knocked down. And a take by Selena Proper. Her first two tonight. Nice drive in bucket, 31-26 Westholm's. Pressure's on. Espensheed gets called for traveling against that double team at turnover number 17.
Yeah, the intensity on defense has really picked up for Westholm's. And, you know, if you're looking at a game as four quarters, Coach Belden has done a nice job of pacing into that intense defense.
That's been a difference maker. Inbound into the quarter, drive to the baseline by Patton. Her layup is no good. Patton missed it. Rebound grabbed by Ellie Mason. Mason spins around. Gets a pass off. Out of bounds off of Plants. No. Off of Westholm's, they're going to say. Yeah, Westholm's didn't think so. So the Quakers will have it here at side court. Under 4 minutes to play, and Westholm's has a five-point lead. Mason to Windbound. You're looking. Good tonight defense. Finally a pass into the front court goes to Sawesky. Hands it off to Mason. Crossover. Mason out top. Down to the foul line to the lane. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Ava Yadioter. Again, great defense on Mason inside. Quakers to inbound to the right of their own backboard. They trail at 31-26. Inbound it goes to Plants. Her layup off the glass and good. Off the inbounds pass. Mikayla Plants, her first 2 points of the game. 31-28 Westholm's, they had the ball. Into the corner. Breyer Klein's three-pointer is going to be way off the mark. Rebound goes to Mason. Quakers ball to the front court. Grabbed now by Sawesky. Hands it off to Espensheed. Quakers down by three. Left of the foul line goes to Mason. Mason to the foul circle. Gets the hand off to Espensheed. Right wing now to Plants. Plants to the baseline, cut off. Picks it up. Shovels it out top to Mason. Mason to the right wing. Poke loose by Klein across the midcourt line, and that'll be a half-court violation.
Yeah, Breyer Klein tapped it into Mason's arm, and Mason couldn't control the ball, and unfortunately it went back across the court.
Turnover number 18 as McMillan checks in, and checking out is Chloe Patton. Westholm's ball at side court. Ohl inbounds it to Allie McMillan. 3 minutes to go. Westholm's up 31-28. McMillan out top. Again, that zone defense being sacked back on by the Quakers. So for Westholm's, they can just hold onto it and force those defense to come up on them. And now they're doing it. Here's a dribble by Ohl. Out top of the pass over to McMillan. McMillan now to the corner. Bounce pass inside to Avion Yoder. Left quarter now to Breyer Klein. And timeout Westholm's. With 2.5 to go, 31-28 Lady Knights. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply.
modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill shake and shingle. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Lady Knights basketball out of the timeout. They have a three-point lead, 2.5 to play. Ull inbounds it to McMillan. Double team. Back to Ull left wing. Back to McMillan. Working against that double team. She'll bounce pass it to Klein. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Klein picks it up. Over to McMillan. Cross-court pass right quarter goes out of bounds. That double team on the trap forcing that errant pass to the turnover on West Holmes. They're up to 13. And it's going to be Bakers with the basketball. Inbound in the backcourt. It'll be grabbed here by Mason that gets that full court pressure. Goes to Espensheed. She'll cross the timeline. Pass goes to the corner to Barker. Barker's three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down to tie it up. Jazzy Barker, her third three-pointer tonight. She has 12 points. Westall's ball. 2 minutes to go. Tied at 31. Here's McMillan out top. Right corner, Proper. Proper to the foul line. Out top to Keegan Ull. Left wing to Briar Klein. Dribbles it out top. The handoff goes to Allie McMillan. Directing traffic to the right wing. From the foul line, Klein in traffic. Deflected back to Allie McMillan. Her layup no good. Rebound, Briar Klein. And she'll be fouled inside. And that'll be the 14th foul of the Quakers in this fourth quarter. Plants has her third personal foul. 1.5 to play in the fourth. That will be in the act of shooting, so Klein is at the foul line. Briar Klein has 12. She had 8 of those in that third quarter. Free throw is up, going to be no good. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Both free throws, no good. Rebound grabbed by Plants. Bakers basketball, tied at 31. Plants has it in the front court. Dribbles it right wing. Now to the corner. Pass goes out top and timeout for New Philadelphia. 1:23 to go, tied at 31. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
All knotted up, 31 apiece, 1:23 to go. Quakers had the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Mason at side court. Inbounded to Jazzy Barker. Holds on to the basketball. Dribbles it against Chloe Patton. Now the handoff to Espensheed outside. Back in the corner goes over to Plants. Plants picks it up. Left wing back to Sawesky. Back out top in the hands of Jazzy Barker. On the right point to Espensheed. 1 minute to go. Tied at 31, Quakers ball. Plants out top, dribbles it against Patton, picks it up, looking. Now bounce pass to Mason, spins around to the right wing, to the foul line. Mason pokes on the floor, stolen away. Into the front court. Here's Briar Klein to the basket. Her layup left hand is going to be good. Briar Klein. Fitz Westholm's in the lead by 2. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds pass by McQuillan. Quakers will have it to inbound again against that West Tolles full court pressure. 33-31 West Tolles, 40 seconds to go. That last turnover, the 19th on the Quakers. There's a dribble by Espensheed across the timeline. 34 seconds. Down to Plants to the right wing. Plants to the corner. Down to the right side. Pass goes out top to Espensheed. Back over to Barker. To Espensheed. 24 seconds. Dribbles it. Looking. Pass, pass right side over to Plants. Gets the handoff again to Espensheed near that midcourt line. 15 seconds to go. Espensheed. Guarded tightly by Ole. Picks it up. 9 seconds to go, and going to be a timeout by New Philadelphia. 8.9 seconds to play. West Tolles 33, New Philadelphia 31. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
8.9 seconds to go. 2-point lead for West Tolles, and the Lady Knights need one more big defensive stop, Scott.
Yes, and, you know, I think the person they need to be defending, besides Ellie Mason, who is the typical New Philadelphia go-to player, so they got to watch Jazzy Barker, because if she launches a three in rhythm when she has her feet set, I mean, she has been money tonight. You know, it's going to be crucial for West Holmes to make sure they stick to their defensive or their offensive mark.
Espensheed inbounds it out top to Mason. 6 seconds. Espensheed out top now. 5 seconds to go. Picks it up. Inside the Barker. Her shot going to be no good. Putback is going to be no good. And it does fall in. As time expires, banked in by Barker. And that'll tie it up at the end of regulation. It looked like she might have got extra steps before that shot was taken before that. They didn't call it. And we're tied up at 33 to finish up regulation play. So we're going to go to overtime. Tied at 33 between West Tolles and New Philadelphia. Back after this on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer. A drill. In a song. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale now through Christmas Eve at Rhodey's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rhodey, and we have 2-pound package, 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp, $11.88, king crab legs for $37.98 a pound, 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked shrimp, $7.98, 1-pound package of peeled and deveined raw shrimp, $5.98, 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $15.98, 7 to 8 ounce lobster tail, $17.98, 16 ounce half moon cocktail shrimp ring, $8.98, snow crab clusters, $12.98 a pound, and 31 to 40 count easy peel raw shrimp, $5.88. That's the Santa's Seafood Sale now through December 24th at Rhodey's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
We are in overtime. The tip underway will be knocked into bounds off of the Quakers. West Tolles has the ball in the front court. Tied up at 33 to begin the overtime session. And the bucket that was knocked down by Espensheed to close out regulation. Inbounded inside. Grabbed by Patton. Triple T now top. Now the Zelina Proper. Right wing back to Ole. Back in the corner. Back out top to Ole. Over to Proper. Dribbles it. On the right wing to Patton. Left point back to Breyer Klein. Back over to Proper out top. Back in the left wing to McMillan. Back in the quarter, here's him, Patton, who dribbles it outside. Westall's ball, dribble the ball around the perimeter. Corner now to McMillan. Her three-pointer's no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mason. Lakers basketball tied at 33 in overtime. To the front court. Here's Plants, who gets the handoff to Espensheed. Down to the foul line on the dribble. Back out top. On the right point, back over to Sawesky. On the left point, back to Plants. Plants dribbles it, spins around, looking. Pass near side to Espensheed. 3 minutes to play in overtime. Poke close to the floor. Dovacker stole away by Patton. Down to McMillan. Her pass into the bucket goes to Keegan Ohl. Back on the right side to Briar Klein. Left wing next to Proper. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Zelina Proper, big shot. Proper has five. 36-33. West Ohl's ball poke loose out of bounds by Klein, but it will be Quakers basketball. 2:41 to go in OT, and West Ohl's a three-point lead. Mason to inbound it here at side court. Inbounds it into the hands now of Espensheed. She'll cross the timeline. Cole's at the play. Crossover out top. On the left point, back over to Plants. Inside the circle, now to Sawesky. Dribbles it left to the foul line. Picks it up on the left wing. Pass inside to Mason, grabs it. Mason's shot up, going to be good, and the foul. Foul inside on Keegan Ohl, and it'll be Mason a chance to tie the game up at the foul line. Ohl has her second, and Mason, meanwhile, that's her first point since the first quarter. 10 points overall. Free throws up. That's going to be good. 11 for her. We're tied up again at 36. And timeout West Ohl. Almost 2:19 to play in OT. Tied up at 36. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
With all the competition Holmes County offers in construction and remodeling, choosing the right contractor for your home is tough. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast of Holmes Siding Contractors. Let our 38 years of experience go to work for you. From siding to replacement, doors and windows, we have the knowledge and experience to offer you affordable solutions. We only use the best, like Provia. Beautiful on the outside and energy efficient on the inside. Provia is a perfect choice to accent your home's true beauty. Check us out at homesiding.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Tied up at 36, 2:19 to go in OT. And West Ohl has the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Proper to the front court. Right to the foul line. Now to Briar Klein, back on the left wing. Proper, her three-pointer going to be good again! 2 3-pointers in the overtime session by Proper. West Ohl's now a 39-36 advantage. Baker's ball to the front court. Here's Plants. Right wing Mason. She's double teamed. Mason looking. Pass inside goes over to Sawesky. And she's going to be fouled. Going to the bucket. That's Sarah Sawesky. And she'll go to the foul line now to shoot 2 free throws. And call that on Avion Yoder, her first personal foul. Sarah Sawesky, 5'8", senior forward.
Sarah at the line.
5 points for her on the night. Free throws up. It's going to be good. 6 points for Sawesky. 2-point West Ohl's advantage. And she has one more to go. And that is up, and that is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. West Ohl's has the ball up 39-37. McMillan's pass goes to Proper left wing. Dribbles it out top. Finds Klein in front of the midcourt line. Klein gets the hand up behind her, goes to Keegan Ohl. West Ohl's will spread the floor now with the four-quarter offense. Ohl now dribbles the right wing, and she will be fouled by Michaela Plants. Plants has her fourth personal foul. And five team fouls as well, so it'll be a double bonus. with a minute and a half to go in the overtime session. This is the key right here, Scott. You got to knock down these free throws.
Yeah, if West Holmes can knock down these free throws, then, you know, they can hold on to this.
First free throw is missed by Keegan Ohl. But that has been kind of the Achilles heel early part of the season for the Lady Knights. As now Patton is in, Avion Yoder will have a seat. Second free throw by Ohl's up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound, putback is good. No, missed on the putback by Briar Klein. Rebound goes to Mason. Mason at midcourt. Pass out off to Aspensheed. Right wing to Plants. Plants to the corner. Pass inside. Knocked away. Dove after. And grabbed finally by Briar Klein. Back to Allie McMillan. West Ohl's basketball. On that turnover, the 21st on the Lady Quakers. And finally a foul. Patton had the basketball, fouled by Jazzy Barker. And Barker, her second personal foul. Another two free throw opportunity. This time Chloe Patton will step to the charity stripe. 106 to go in OT. 39-37 West Holmes. Patton the free throw. That is up and that will be good. There's a free throw make, and Patton now has 5 points of the night. 5'8 senior, averaging 3 a game coming in. This free throw's up. That is going to be no good. Splits a pair. Rebound goes to Mason. Quakers basketball. Yeah, Espensheed to the front court. Double team. Spins away from it. Right wing to Plants. Plants to the corner now. Picks it up. Pass inside. Goes over to Sueski, who missed the layup. She was wide open but missed it. Rebound goes to McMillan. And she'll be fouled by Jazzy Barker right away. Barker has her third personal foul. Baker's going to make West Holmes make some free throws, and now McMillan this time will step to the charity stripe. Allie McMillan has 5 points. She has not scored in the second half. Came in averaging just over 8 points per game for the 5'4 senior guard, and the first free throw is nothing but net. 6 points for McMillan. West Holmes now a 4-point lead, 41-37. Second free throw, that's good as well. Buries them both. 42-37 Lady Knights. Quakers ball. Here's Espensheed across the timeline. Poke was stolen away by McMillan. McMillan to the bucket. Her layup left hand is going to be good. West Holmes up 44-37. The 22nd Quaker turnover. Into the front court. Barker has the basketball. Fair pass out top to Espensheed. Dribbles the right wing, off her leg, rolls out of bounds. That'll be another turnover up to 23. And there's 25 seconds to go. West Holmes now commanding the 7-point advantage. We're in overtime. Oh, in the backcourt to inbound. Does so to McMillan. She'll grab it. Into the front court. Goes to Briar Klein. She'll back it up. 20 seconds to go. And West Holmes holds onto it. Here's Tegan Ohl. No foul right now. Ohl dribbles it. And they'll knock the foul. Quakers. West Holmes going to get this win. It looks like 10 seconds now. A foul by Plants. She'll foul out with 10 seconds to play. And West Holmes going to gutsy win here tonight, Scott, but going to pull it out, looks like, with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, and they needed every bit of overtime and four quarters in order to put that New Philadelphia Quaker team behind them. New Philadelphia has come in here and done an admirable, very admirable job. Their coaching staff should be credited for how they came in and into the dungeon to, you know, play one of the league favorites.
Wouldn't go away, that's for sure. 44-37 West Holmes timeout call. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
7-point lead for West Holmes. 10 seconds to go in overtime. And really, it's been Zelina Proper and Allie McMillan making some big plays here in this overtime session.
Yeah, and it, you know, for Zelina Proper, who we didn't see a lot of out of the early quarters, her stepping up and hitting those 2 3-pointers really helped catapult West Holmes into that lead.
Tegan Ohl at the foul line. Free throw is up. It's going to be good. 3 points now for Ohl tonight. 45-37 West Holmes. Second free throw is up. That's going to be good as well. 46-37 West Holmes. 9 seconds to go in OT. Here's Espen Sheen. Into the corner, Jazzy Barker. 3 seconds. Here's Mason. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Going to be no good. Rebound Proper. That'll do it. West Holmes gets the overtime victory tonight by the final score of 46-37. And West Holmes improves the record now to 3-2. They won two straight. They're 3-0 in the OCC. New Philadelphia drops to 1-6 overall. 0-3 in the OCC. They now lost six straight. Final score, West Holmes winner, 46-37 in overtime. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Wyatt Miller from Millersburg Tire Service. While Grandpa's away recovering from knee surgery, he wanted me to let you know that if you need winter tires, now is the time to come in because we're not quite as busy yet. I know what you're thinking. Winter's not here yet, but this is Ohio, folks. The freezing rain and snow will be here before you know it. Beat the rush now so you will already have your all-season or winter tires on before it all happens. That's Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39, east of Millersburg. P.S. If you see Grandpa, please tell him that I did this. Owen didn't think that I would. Give us a call at 674-1085 for your winter tires today.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Stop in for an end-of-the-year truck sale at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and for the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on heavy-duty Ram pickups, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 2nd. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Buckeye Career Center offers over 30 high school programs, 10 full-time adult programs, and several career enhancement options for adults with financial aid available for those who qualify. The new school year is underway, but it's never too early to start considering how Buckeye Career Center can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future through career technical education. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org or call 330-339-2288 to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
It is a final in overtime. West Holmes survives to get the victory and remain unbeaten in OCC play. They win at 46-37 in OT in the dungeon. West Holmes led 10-9 after the first quarter. The Quakers came back. They outscored West Holmes 12-5 in the second quarter, and New Philadelphia had a 21-15 lead at halftime. West Holmes, they would dominate the third quarter, outscoring the Quakers 10-3, and West Holmes led by 1 point, 25-24 through three. The Quakers, of course, outscoring West Holmes 9-8 in the fourth quarter, including that basket by Espensheed, with time expiring at the end of regulation to tie the game up at 33 apiece. However, all West Holmes in the overtime session as they would outscore New Philadelphia 13-4, and West Holmes wins it 46-37 over New Philadelphia in overtime. For West Holmes leading the way, that was Briar Klein, the lone player in double figures for the Lady Knights. As for Klein, she would finish up going 0 for 2 on 3-point tries, but 7 for 15 from 2-point range, 0-4 for the foul line, as Klein would finish up with 14 points. And for Briar Klein in double figures for the third time on the season, 2 points shy of time her season high. Also tonight, it was Allie McMillan who just missed double figures. She would finish up with 9 points, 1 for 3 on 3-point tries, 2 for 6 from 2-point range, and 2 big free throws down the stretch in overtime, going 2 for 2 from the line. McMillan had 9 points for her. Also scoring 8 points for Zelina Proper, and she was huge in overtime as Proper would end up going 2 for 5 from long distance. Both those three-pointers made in a critical juncture in overtime for Zelina Proper. 1 for 2 from 2-point range. Proper finished up with 8 points for her, and that ties her season high. And also 4 points apiece for Ava Yaniota and Keegan Ole. 5 points scored by Chloe Patton and two for Neely Fair as well, running out the 46-point total for West Holmes. And for New Philadelphia, leading the way for them, that was Jazzy Barker. Barker on the night would go 3 for 7 from downtown, 2 for 3 from two-point range, 1 of 2 for the foul line. Barker would finish up with 12 points. Also in double figures was Ellie Mason. Mason would go 2 for 4 from three-point distance, 2 for 7 from two-point range, 1 for 1 from the foul line. Mason had 11 points, but she had 8 of those 11 in the first quarter, and just 3 points the rest of the game. Those other 3 points were in the overtime session. Also, 6 points for Sarah Sawesky, and 6 points by Cecilia Espensheed. 2 points scored by Michaela Plants, running out the Quakers total of 37. Final score in OT, West Holmes the winner, 46-37 over New Philadelphia. Now for the final team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks, Matt. So West Holmes coming out of the dungeon with that 46-37 victory over the New Philadelphia Quakers. From three-point range, West Holmes was 3 of 11 for 27%. The Quakers were 6 of 16 for 38% on the evening. From two-point range, West Holmes 16 of 40 for 40%, while New Philadelphia was 8 of 22 for 36% from inside the arc and two-point range. At the free throw line, West Holmes was 5 of 12 for 42%. New Philadelphia, 3 of 7 for 43%. In rebounding, West Holmes led the Quakers throughout the evening in rebounding. At the end of each quarter, West Holmes ended up with 37 rebounds, including offensive and defensive rebounds and team rebounds. New Philadelphia had 28 on the evening. In turnovers, New Philadelphia, 23 turnovers on the evening. West Holmes did not have a turnover in the overtime and only had 2 turnovers in the fourth quarter for a total of 13 on the evening.
Individually for West Holmes, Ava Yonegarter had 6 rebounds, 4 at the offensive end, 5 boards for Briar Klein, 6 rebounds also for Zelina Proper tonight. And for the Quakers, it was Ellie Mason who had a monster game on the board. She would finish up with 12 rebounds on the night and also 3 boards for Jazzy Barker. West Holmes the winner 46-37 in overtime. And as we talked about, Scott, really a hard-fought battle. West Holmes able to find a way to pick up this victory.
Yeah, and it's always important to hold serve on your home court, which West Holmes was able to do again tonight in the dungeon. But just as Coach Belden said at the beginning during her interview, you know, every team in the OCC is going to bring it, whether they're at home or on the road. And the New Philadelphia Quakers did a great job, a credit to their coaching staff, on preparing a plan and doing the things that they needed to do to take this game into overtime, and they led, at halftime. And so, really important victory for West Holmes, getting that home victory Thursday night here in the dungeon.
Zelina Proper will be our Sixth Bunnies player of the game, and Proper, 2 huge three-pointers, Scott, in that overtime session.
Yeah, that and her couple rebounds in the overtime session, as well as one in the fourth quarter. I think that was the extra spark that West Holmes needed to realize that, hey, we got to put this team, away. We got to put them away, and, we don't want to go into a second overtime. And the further along you go, you let a team stick around, and, as well as they played, West Holmes was the better team overall, and yet on any given night, any team with the right plan and if they execute that plan can stay in a basketball game.
Zelina Proper, Sixth Bunnies player of the game. West Holmes the winner, 46-37 in OT. They go to 3-2 on the season. They've won 2 straight now, 3-0 in the OCC. They'll play on Saturday on the road against Worcester. For New Philadelphia, they dropped to 1-6 overall. They've lost 6 games in a row. They're 0-3 in the OCC. They'll play a Saturday game at home against Ashland. And also coming up on Friday, we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night. West Holmes at Worcester. That will be video live streamed on YouTube. Saturday afternoon, girls basketball, Tuskegee Valley Vikings at Highland, and also Saturday night girls basketball. West Holmes at Worcester there. That also will be video live streamed on YouTube. But you can check our basketball broadcast schedule out online at WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. That'll wrap things up for us here from the Dungeon. Special thanks to our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications. That's Casey Claxon and Natalie Holbrook. And also thanks back to Zach Kraft at WKLM Sports Central. Stick around after the broadcast. Of course, we'll have high school scoreboard. We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. For Scott Miller, I'm Matt Coy, and the final score in overtime from the Dungeon. West Holmes the winner, 46-37 over New Philadelphia. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.